Good morning. It's Monday, November 10th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. The U.S. Senate has passed a deal aimed at ending the longest government shutdown in the country's history, now in its 40th day. After weekend negotiations, a handful of Democrats joined Republicans to approve the procedural measure, which will now move to the House of Representatives. The agreement includes three appropriations bills for agencies such as Veterans Affairs and Agriculture, ensures federal workers are paid for lost time, and extends SNAP food benefits until next September. Senate Majority Leader John Thune described the vote as a step toward bipartisan solutions. Critics, including Senator Chuck Schumer, say the deal does not adequately address health care subsidies. Another news. El Paso, Texas, a city once crowded with thousands of migrants, is now unusually calm following intensified Trump-era border enforcement. Detention figures have hit a 50-year low, with just 11,647 people detained along the U.S.-Mexico border in September, down from 269,700 in 2023. Local shelters, which once hosted thousands, now see only small numbers seeking temporary aid. Officials credit stricter asylum rules, Mexican crackdowns, and deportations for the decline. While some residents welcome the order, others express concern about the humanitarian impact, noting many deported migrants have lived in the U.S. for years. The shift highlights the complex balance between border security and community ties. Another news. Two Cleveland Guardians pitchers, Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz, have been charged with rigging pitches in Major League Baseball games as part of an alleged sports betting and money laundering scheme. Federal prosecutors say the pair coordinated with co-conspirators, receiving bribes and facilitating hundreds of thousands of dollars in fraudulent wagers. Ortiz allegedly helped co-conspirators win at least $60,000, while Clase's actions generated $400,000. FBI Assistant Director Christopher Raya called the alleged scheme a breach of public trust and the integrity of the sport. Ortiz was arrested in Boston. Clase remains at large. Both players deny wrongdoing, and the Guardians are cooperating fully with the investigation. Around the world, at least seven migrants have died after a boat carrying around 90 people capsized near the Thai-Malaysian border, authorities said. The vessel, part of a larger group of roughly 300 undocumented migrants from Myanmar, sank near Tarutau Island off southern Thailand. Three survivors were rescued along with six bodies on Sunday. One body recovered on Saturday is believed to be of a Rohingya woman. Search and rescue operations will resume Monday, with officials cautioning that additional victims may still be at sea. Malaysian Maritime Enforcement Agency Director Romli Mustafa said the tragedy underscores the ongoing dangers faced by migrants attempting perilous sea crossings in the region. Another news. Despite U.S. hopes, Saudi Arabia is unlikely to normalize ties with Israel in the near future without a clear pathway to a Palestinian state. President Trump has promoted expansion of the Abraham Accords, which already include the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Morocco. However, Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has signaled that recognition of Israel must align with progress on Palestinian sovereignty. Experts say Riyadh is cautious to avoid missteps ahead of the Crown Prince's White House visit on November 18th. Jonathan Panikoff, former U.S. intelligence officer, notes that Saudi Arabia is seeking a framework that balances regional security with the long-standing Palestinian issue. Another news, China's Tianwen-1 Martian orbiter has captured rare images of interstellar Comet 3, WTRI/ATLAS, as it passed near Mars on October 3rd. The comet, only the third confirmed interstellar object, was observed from 29 million kilometers away. Scientists say 3I/ATLAS may have formed around an ancient star in the Milky Way, potentially older than the solar system itself. offering unique insight into the early evolution of planetary systems. Preparations involved detailed trajectory calculations and simulations to capture the comet using the orbiter's scientific instruments. Chinese space authorities say the observation provides invaluable data for understanding the composition and history of exoplanetary systems. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.